Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, this week we begin our study of the worldwide flood that took place some 4,500 years ago. A historic event that has a great significance to the end of time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. The record of this flood that covered the entire earth is found in Genesis 6, 7, and 8. But before we get to that passage, I want you to look at 2 Peter chapter 3. It's a portion of Scripture that helps us to recognize the last days and tells us how to live in these, the last days. Please take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's take our Bibles and go to the book of 2 Peter just a moment. 2 Peter, we touched base as we began our studies together in 2 Peter. And I want to show you something in 2 Peter that is going to be the basis upon which I will develop our thoughts. First of all, 2 Peter chapter 3, remember it says there in verse 3 that there will be those in the last days walking after their own lust, verse 4, who will deny the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 5, and they will also be willfully ignorant or dumb on purpose about creation. In verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. The earth was overflowed with water. The text says, the testimony of the Apostle Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 6, testifies the flood came. It was a worldwide flood that took place. And there will be those in the last days that will be dumb on purpose, denying that that ever did happen, that that did take place. Not only in the evolutionary world, the secular world, the world that has nothing to do with the Word of God, but that debate will also be involved in the old earth, new earth argument that's going on in Christendom. Indeed, the old earth people do not believe in a worldwide flood because it destroys some of their so-called scientific evidence. It will not align itself. For example, the fact that dinosaurs walked on the earth at the same time of man. I was just with a friend of mine, Carl Baugh, out in Texas, just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. He has a museum there, a creation museum. And he's within a couple of miles of the location in Texas where they have the tracks of dinosaurs so interacted with the tracks of man that they know without any question they were there at the same time. It's unbelievable. And so the worldwide flood destroys the old earth theorist who may say this earth has been around forever and the evolutionary process was a part of how everything came into existence. The young earth has to believe there was a worldwide flood. The old earth, that indeed we're living on an old earth and there was no flood. It was a regional flood covering some area in the Middle East. That is a lie from the pit of hell, and let me prove it. You're not in my face if you want to argue. You're not in my face at all. You're in the face of Jesus Christ. Go back to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 is the Olivet Discourse, and it is the message on eschatology that Jesus would have given on Monday afternoon of Passion Week. He had just been on the Temple Mount. He had been teaching on the Temple Mount. He makes his way across the Kidron Valley up to the Mount of Olives, and he's going to do some teaching there. We'll not go into all of the Olivet Discourse. It's a great study. And by the way, the Olivet Discourse is a preview of the book of Revelation. Everything that Jesus covered in the Olivet Discourse is also recorded and put in prophetic form in the book of Revelation. John the Revelator, who was there on the Mount of Olives that afternoon, heard Jesus Christ And some 65 years later on the Isle of Patmos, God gave him this piece of truth called the book of Revelation. But it was all foretold in the Olivet Discourse. And Jesus Christ, he's the master teacher, remember, did one thing that's so interesting to me. I do it all the time. Your pastor may do it as well. You've probably heard other teachers that do this. They will get to a point in their message when it would be a great time to quit. And, you know, most people then start even closing their Bibles in anticipation. This must be the end of the message. And then all of a sudden, they'll say, man, I forgot something. I got to give you this. Turn to there. And have you ever had that happen? I do it all the time because Jesus did it. The Olivet Discourse is basically finished in verses 32, 33, and 34, where he talks about the fig tree. But what he says there could conclude what all is said in the book, in the Matthew 24 Olivet Discourse. And then all of a sudden he says, oh, wait a minute, I got something else. Go to verse 37. And here's where he confirms there was a flood, in fact, a worldwide flood. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Notice verse 38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Remember that phraseology. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came, notice, and took them all away. Took them all away. You parallel that with the last verses of Luke chapter 17. Took them away to judgment. The ones that were left behind in Matthew 24 were Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their four wives. Those were the left behind at the flood 4,500 years ago. The ones taken away, 1 billion people. Did you hear what I said? According to Dr. Henry Morris and Dr. John Wickham, the two great intellects who wrote the book, The Genesis Flood, they estimate there were 1 billion people. From creation until the time of the flood was 1,556 years. How do I know that? I read the genealogy. It's right there in the book. Don't skip over genealogies. There's all great kind of truth in a genealogy. Chapter 5, you can count the numbers, add them up. It adds up to 1556 from Adam to Noah when the flood came and his 600th birthday. It came and it covered the entire earth. And the ones taken away were the ones that did not believe. Now, let me confirm that a bit more. Go to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Matthew 24 is the Olivet Discourse. Mark 13, Luke 21 are parallel passages. They also record the Olivet Discourse from the perspective of Mark and from the perspective of Luke. Now I want you to notice here, in a different of time, when he was standing before a group of Pharisees teaching them, he says a similar comment, but it's not the Olivet Discourse, so this is an additional confirmation of the fact that there was a worldwide flood. Luke chapter 17 and verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. Notice that phrase again, given in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Destroyed everybody. This was a worldwide flood. Everybody on the earth except 8 people. All oxygen-breathing animals and the fowl of the air. They were all destroyed. All destroyed. So Jesus Christ confirms the fact of a flood. I want to do 3 things with you as we think about the flood now. Remember, our whole series is based upon the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. What happened in the beginning is also going to be a part or a connection to the end time scenario that God has laid out in the future. I'm going to deal with the flood right now. I'm going to show you the reason for the flood, the reality of the flood, and the retribution from the flood. The reason for the flood. Go back to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis 1 is creation, 2, the special effects of creation, 3, the fall of man, 4, the story of Cain and Abel, 5, a genealogy, 6, 7, and 8, Noah and the flood, 9, Noah after the flood, 10, is going to be another genealogy. 11, the Tower of Babel, and chapter 12, the call of Abraham out of the Ur of Chaldees. Here in chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, we see the reason for the flood. The first reason was man's massive corruption. Man's massive corruption. Look here at verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. The corruption, the massive corruption of man. Look at verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now notice this. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. As wicked as he could think, that was what's going to take place in this particular time. We read Matthew chapter 24, we read Luke chapter 17, and we say, oh, they were drinking, they were eating, they were marrying. Oh, that, what's wrong with that? It's man's massive corruption. Everything was corrupt and as evil as a man could imagine in his heart and think. That's what he was going to do. Verse 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. The Lord was grieved of all that was taking place, of man's massive corruption at this time. His imagination, how dirty he wanted to be. By the way, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. How about the minds today? Some of the junk we have to see on television. Turn to praise God. It's inundating me with evil thoughts. Everything. As bad as man, as evil as he can think today. Boy, that's a perfect parallel to help us understand the end times. And so it is, we see man's massive corruption. But in addition to that, we see Satan's malicious contamination. You know what happened? Go back to chapter 3 just a second of Genesis. You remember what happened? That's the time of temptation. We talked about that. We go through all that's taking place there. But then I want you to notice in verse 14 of chapter 3. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go. Now, I said, you know, we don't know if the serpent was walking on all four or whatever, but now he's going to be restricted to crawl around on his belly. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. That's the pronouncement against Satan. Now notice verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What this verse, chapter 3, verse 15, is talking about, it is the first prophecy of a Messiah to come in the future. And the prophecy is this: a woman will bear a son. He will have you or allow you to bruise his heel. But he's going to burst your head. He's going to bruise your head, wipe you out, throw you into eternal damnation. Now, do you pay attention to that, Satan? You understand? That's where you're going. Satan said, wow, man, I better go into a strategy session here.
So Satan did go into a strategy session, and he came up with a plan to contaminate humankind in an effort to stop the birth of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Satan's plan was actually the reason for the worldwide flood. Next week on the broadcast, we'll continue this study, and we'll see how the Lord deals with Satan's new strategy and how it is so significant to our understanding of Bible prophecy. Please be sure to join us for this very important study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of our study for this week.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...